day, but I just can't make a sound.
And here we are.
I want to keep listening to the song.
It's too late to apologize for not voting. It's too late. Here we are in the post Obamalyptic world that we live in now.
He's not president yet.
He's not president yet, so I don't have to respect him yet, right?
President-elect. No? Still have to. He's a senator.
Oh, okay.
You have to call him Senator Obama.
All right, I can do that. I can do that. I can show respect for the president. I can show respect for the office.
Listen. I actually said, I did not mean to do this.
What was that?
Helen said, but the man you wanted to be president didn't win. That's she said, McCain. I said, yes, that's right. Well, who won then? And I said,
Osama bin Laden.
I went, wait a minute. No, that's not right. That's not right.
It's his brother. No.
Wait. Barack Obama.
There you go.
I laughed at myself. I thought that was funny.
Well, it's going to be fine. The Lord uses all things for good for those that love him.
Yes, he does.
And he establishes and ordains all authority.
Even when we make bad choices.
So, hey, it's ordained by God. It's good enough for me.
Ooh.
So here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Away we go.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad and Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night.
Oh yeah.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right. And on today's podcast, we're going to talk about just some tidbits and nitbits and things that we're going to toss together to make it like a, it's going to be a podcast salad.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
That's right. Podcast salad with your host, Brad and Faith McFadden. Welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels. Yes. So, hey, so, like, how's it going and all?
It's good.
Is it? Are you sure?
I am. I'm good. Why, you ask? Believe me?
Sure, I believe you.
You don't believe me? It's good. You know why it's good? Because tomorrow's Thursday, and I don't have to go anywhere.
Tomorrow is sort of like my Friday.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, kind of.
I love, really. See, Mondays, I'm so busy, and I don't leave the house. Well, I leave the house to pick up the kids after school, but I mean, that's the only thing I leave to do. Mm-hmm. But on Mondays, I mean, I got so many things that I do on Monday, at, you know, like housekeeping things, mm-hmm. that I am like busy from morning in Bible study calls and all kinds of stuff. So I'm busy from morning till night. Thursday, however, good day, sir. I don't have to take a shower if I don't want to, but I do because I love other people and I work out. And if I worked out and didn't take a shower, it'd be nasty.
That wouldn't be good at all.
No.
That wouldn't be good at all. Okay.
So it is good.
Good.
Because I love Thursdays.
I like Thursdays too. You know why? Because it's the day before Friday.
Yeah, and Friday's your...
And on Friday I work from home. I get to see my family all day. Mm-hmm. Jerry and
Gordon. I love Fridays too, but... I go grocery shopping, run errands.
I'm here.
Yeah, but you're here. Not that I see you, because you go out for breakfast and you go out for lunch.
Well, hey there. How are y'all? Well, hey there, Squid Freddy Pie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Why are you here?
Hey, I brought in some signs for your yard and stuff.
I don't want to put signs in my yard. The election's over.
And I got some bumper stickers for your car. And
I don't put bumper stickers on my car.
I personally
think that's tacky. Well, just an opinion.
Okay, well, maybe I'll take them off then. Anyway, I got bumper stickers for all your friends' cars.
What if I don't like what's on the bumper stickers?
Hey, Buford for president, man. Yeah, buddy. I've looked into this. I've looked into this, and I've decided that the best thing for me to do is just to run for the presidency.
Okay.
Yep, it's going to be fun, man.
You have any money to do that?
We're going
to
have a party.
You have any money to do that?
Well, that's what the party's for, right? You have a kegger and you raise money?
A kegger?
Yeah.
What kind of money?
Is that the party you're running under? Kegger party?
You think you can...
Yeah, the kegger party, that's right. And we're gonna have a good time with that, and... And then,
you do know you need like millions of dollars to run for president, right?
Oh, no, not the way I'm going to do it.
You're going like grassroots?
Grassroots, baby. Or, yeah. You know, something like that. Bluegrass. I haven't decided. But anyway, we're working on that. And then we got the platform. Already got the platform set out there all the back, you know, because you have to have a platform to run for president, right?
You know that goats so don't go with the president. You can't take them to the White House, right?
Sure you can. Ain't nothing law. I looked it up. There ain't no law against it or nothing.
Seriously.
Seriously, and I was born in the United States and everything, just like it said.
Oh, well.
I meet all.
It's good you were.
Surprisingly enough, I meet all of the qualifications. Now, I don't figure I'll win with the Electoral College.
Right.
But I figure with the Electoral GED, I got a pretty good shot.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Very positive thinking.
Of course.
You do know goats don't vote, right?
I ain't worried about why are you always worried about the goats? Goats gonna be fine. Don't worry about the goats.
Well, but they don't vote, and I don't know who's gonna vote for you. I don't want you to be disappointed.
No, a lot of people gonna vote for me because I got all the answers, man. I can fix it all.
What are your
answers? Well, for instance, you know, like the national debt.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
People are always worried about it.
The $1 trillion debt.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, stop worrying. We got the biggest one. Hey, we should be proud. We're Americans. We got the biggest one, man. That's what. There it is, right there.
What are you going to do to fix it?
Nothing. We got the biggest one. We don't need to be fixing it.
But that's not a good thing.
Sure, it's a great thing, man. It's wonderful.
It's not a good thing to owe other people money. That's not biblical.
Well, I don't know what you mean by all that. Jesus came to pay our debts, right?
Yes.
Okay, then. Yes, if there was no debt to pay, then Jesus wouldn't have come. Okay. That would have been a bad thing.
Okay.
So, because we got the national debt, we're guaranteed Jesus is going to come here.
All right. I'm glad you look at it that way.
Of course. How else would you look at it? It's going to be greatness.
Make me tight.
What?
Nothing. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, and, you know, the other thing is, you know, I'm going to do these stump speeches.
Uh-huh. You do know you don't stand on a stump, right?
Huh? I got the stump in the back of my truck.
That's what I thought.
I already got that. I got that taken care of.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah? Well, what ticket are you running on?
He already told us.
No, I didn't. I told you what party I was running on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I ran on a speeding ticket I got in January. It's going to be greatness.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, people are always saying, like, unemployment, right? Uh-huh. It's a, you know.
Not a good thing, right?
Well, sure. So I figured out we'll have a national correspondence course so you can take lots of classes and other stuff, and then you can be unemployed in 3 or 4 different things.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, yeah, you know, so then you can be diverse.
Mm-hmm. That's important these days.
Well, sure.
Diversification.
Of course, of course.
Brad
of
has
course.
To take that training.
What training is that?
Diversification training.
Yes, I do. I do, and... It's a good thing I do because then I can respect other people's cultures and other people's attitudes, especially about politics. But listen, Buford, do you know the election ended yesterday?
What do you mean ended yesterday?
Well, we voted. Everybody
voted.
Vote for him, but
everybody voted, and it's already been counted, and the president's been decided.
Done.
It's over.
Oh, okay. Well, then I would like to make a press announcement at this time. I would like to concede my presidency. Who won? Who won?
Senator Obama.
Oh, I'd like to concede my presidency to Senator from the great state of Obama. And I would appreciate any, you know, the campaign funds are non-refundable. Thank you very much. And long live the goats and all. See ya.
Evidently, he got some campaign funds.
Mm-hmm. He does know he can't keep them, right?
he said they were non-refundable.
You're not supposed to keep them. That's not right.
I don't know.
And where'd he get that stump, anyway?
Well, he's got plenty of stumps out there by the shed, out there by the bait shop. He probably dug one of them up. You know what? You should learn the fewer questions you ask, the better off you are.
I should learn. You'd think I'd know.
You'd think, but
You'd
no.
You'd think I'd know, but
no.
I don't know.
But
I don't.
No.
I don't learn.
Hey, listen. So I have got a list of movies. We saw a great movie. We saw Expelled.
Yes, awesome.
And it's a documentary. It's about freedom of ideas in America and how it's being attacked the idea of being able to ask any question you want. And,
as long as it's a question they want you to ask.
Yeah, it's about, well, it's about intelligent design and how scientists are ridiculed, looked down upon, and teachers can lose their tenure. Just all kinds of things can happen to you.
Just for bringing up, just for even mentioning
intelligent design. It's viewed as the enemy. Mm-hmm. And even though evolution has got lots of problems and holes in it, and scientists, not I don't mean from a religious standpoint, I mean from a scientific standpoint, evolution is, I want to say it's unraveling, but it's got lots of problems, and scientists are running out of possible answers. And so it's leading some scientists who are not religious in any way to start to ask questions about Darwinism. And
this they're using it as a...
And this is causing problems.
To study, yeah.
As some of these people that are looking at intelligent design are not even...
They're agnostic
or Muslim or, you know, whatever. And some of them aren't even that. I mean, some of them have even... Or like aliens are the intelligent designers, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, there's all kinds of ideas out there. But the problem is that it if you mention intelligent design, you're ridiculed. It's not scientific, and it's not, you know. So anyway, that's what the movie's about. The point.
Ben Stein did the movie, and it's very good. It's funny and quirky in a Ben Stein kind of way, and it's very poignant.
And
you'll want to watch it. We've already watched it twice.
Parts of it are very haunting. I highly recommend that if you're going to watch it, that you watch it twice. Yes. There's just so much that is there.
And if you have older kids, I mean, it's appropriate for children. There's like a few pictures from the Holocaust at the end of the movie that he shows, like the last 20 minutes of the movie. Or 30 minutes that he shows that are, you know, not stuff you want your kids to see.
I would say under 9, yeah, probably don't want to watch
probably
this.
Probably 10 and up or 12.
But
and
yeah,
up,
anything yeah. older than 9 would but probably be.
But there's just that one part.
But just that, my suggestion is that you watch it twice. Watch it the first time by yourself and decide whether or not you want to watch it with your kids. And yeah. But, you know, for the second time.
You can cover their eyes during that.
It's a little faster paced than a lot of documentaries. There's a lot of information.
Which
in
was
there.
Funny to me because we must watch a lot of documentaries.
We do. I love
because
documentaries.
Because I was like, man, this is going really fast. Which amazes me because I look back at myself as a teenager thinking you couldn't have melted me and poured me into a documentary to make me. I mean, I would not watch one. I'd have rolled my eyes and said, I got better things
to do. It's much better than reading a book. So, you know, it's my philosophy. You know, I have a quote from the movie. It's from William Provine. He is a professor, and I forgot to write down where he taught, but it's a prestigious university.
Which one was he?
He was the one with the cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Brain tumor.
I don't know. Did they say where he was from?
Yeah, they said.
He's the one with the bolo tie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And he's a professor at prestigious university. He is a strict Darwinist.
Mm-hmm. Grew up.
And he grew up Christian and studied Darwinism or evolution.
In college.
And became atheist. Mm-hmm. And I have a quote from him. He says, once you give up God and any hope of life after death, then the rest is easy. Mm-hmm. And he says, evolution leads to, and this is the quote, no gods, no life after death, no ultimate foundation for ethics, no alternate meaning in life, and no human free will. Are all deeply connected to an evolutionary perspective, William Provine.
And he was happy about it. Or at least he tried to act like he was.
I don't know if he was happy. He was just very adamant, very passionate about it. I mean,
he's like, he wasn't angry. Like a lot of the evolutionists came across
very angry.
Very angry that we would bitter. Like, I'm like, well, nobody's trying to hurt you.
So I came out with this.
Very personal.
Yeah. So I highly recommend the movie. Check it out. I came out with this rating system that I wanted to do all of the Christian movies that we watched. I want to kind of, now you're free to change this rating system if you don't like it. But 1 to 10, and then I got 3 different categories.
Me, I'm free to change it, or the listeners?
You.
Me.
You.
Okay.
I'll take suggestions.
Okay.
But here's what I'm going to do. Uh-huh. You know, we have fiction, nonfiction, documentary.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So in this case, the documentary is overall quality of the documentary.
Okay.
Narration. And flow. Those are the 3
what
categories.
What would you do if you couldn't make up stuff like this?
I would make up stuff like this anyway. Overall quality.
You have no purpose in life.
You have to listen because you're going to have to rate this.
Oh.
Overall quality.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's 1 to 10 overall quality. 1 to 10 narration. 1 to 10 flow. That's for the documentary. I also have nonfiction and fiction, and we'll go over those when we...
1 being the least, 10 being the greatest.
Yes. And we'll go over those when we get to a nonfiction or fiction movie. But anyway, I've written down all the movies that we've watched and actually put them on twoblindsquirrels.com/movies.
You remembered them all?
I wrote down all that I could remember. If okay. you could, you're free to look at the list and see if you can.
A lot of movies. Hey, there's a new movie
These
out.
Are just Christian movies.
There's a new movie out. The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And I mean, it looks like he's in a concentration camp in the 40s, but I can't tell. A little boy befriends another little boy on the other side of a fence, and he's got what it looks like Nazi, concentration camp.
Sure. So what's your point?
I don't know. It just looked really good.
Okay. We'll check it out.
It looked like an artistic, artsy-fartsy okay. kind of movie we'd like.
And my brother also recommended The Secret Life of Bees to me.
He said I heard about that.
He said it was sad, but good. Sad, but good. So we'll have to check that out. If it's anything,
That's not a Christian movie, though.
No.
That's out in the theater.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So what's your rating on...
Whoopi Goldberg.
What's your rating on Expelled? 1 to 10 for those three categories.
Overall quality?
Yes.
Flow, I think I'd go with 10.
Okay. Narration?
Narration. 9.
Okay. And overall quality?
9.
Okay. I went, my rating on the movie was somewhat similar. I thought overall quality was a 9. I thought it was very, very good. Narration, I thought was a 9. Vince Taylor does an excellent job of narrating. But the flow, I gave it an 8 because I thought it was a little fast, a lot of information. I felt the need to watch it twice.
That's what I like. That's why I thought
that can be a good thing.
Yeah.
There's just so much that you miss if you only see it once. So it's sort of like.
Oh, well, I understand your point.
Yeah.
But I thought that, but I looked at that as a good thing that it flew. You didn't feel like you were watching a documentary that can sometimes, even though I enjoy documentaries a lot, they can kind of beat me down in them.
This is true. This is true. They can beat you down after a while, like Lewis and Clark.
They just get so long.
It's so interesting, but it's like
that's why they had
9 hours long.
I need an intermission.
Okay, literally 9 hours long. Okay, so that's pretty much. I guess that's enough for
this
show.
That's good. I didn't do a faith builder.
And do your faith builder.
Okay,
perfect way. Perfect way to end.
Okay, Proverbs 16:31. Since you were talking about respecting. Authority, right?
Yes.
Gray hair is a crown of splendor. It is attained by a righteous life. I like that scripture. I just thought it was interesting. I say that because...
I have some gray hair.
There's some ladies in my community Bible study core group. I have some ladies that are older in their 80s and 60s and then works all the way down to their early 20s. There's... 16 of us in my group. And they made a comment that the 60 and up crowd feels ignored in our new young culture.
Really?
In the world today. That they feel like they come into a room and nobody even notices them anymore. They just, you just sit over here and we'll pretend you don't exist, And they said that was how they felt in this world. That's just their perception, okay? And I just thought it was interesting because we need to attain their wisdom. We need to have the wisdom from the people who've gone before us to learn from them and their wisdom and their life experience. And I think it's important.
I've been going to Bible study on Monday nights and just sitting with those older men and hearing their perspective. It's just like, well, golly, I want to bring them in our Sunday school class. They don't need to be...
Well, I mean, that's their time to be fed,
But I know, but just saying.
I just, we just need to take more time to respect those that are old, and it's so easy. Like sometimes I think I'll sit and talk to Meemaw and just because, maybe she's very forgetful doesn't mean that she doesn't have a lot of good, important things to say, but I don't give her a chance. And if, because that generation is slower, and by slower, I mean, they're not moving as fast as we are. I mean, they're not constant go, go, go people.
Right.
You know, they don't always have to fill every minute with something to say. And if we would shut up long enough to let them talk and hear what they have to say, we would learn a lot. Those times when I spend time with my mom and dad and just shut my mouth and quit talking to them, mm-hmm. man, I get a lot. You know, I mean, they're 4 years from 80. And
it's not a bad thing.
Well, but I mean, that's a lot of years and a lot of wisdom and godly people on top of that.
Right.
But we don't ever stop talking long enough to hear what they have to say. So anyway, that was just my thought on that. I thought that was, we need to take some time to learn.
I agree. Speaking of respect for your elders and all that, you should check out the Critical Mass podcast.
Okay.
By Winston, who helps us out a lot. It's at Critical Press Media.
Okay.
.com. So check that out. He has a great show over there with a lot of wise things to say.
Oh, I'm playing. Shout out to Winston.
Playing out the songs here. I don't play a lot of promos unless you send them to me. Sorry, I just don't. Should.
Is that it?
Should.
Can I say Vios con Dios?
You can. You may. Do so.
Vios con Dios.
Two blind squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.